Now, let's go ahead and roll the videos, just actually short shots on the activities. Now, that is Tracy, WA6ERA, our steadfast driver and helper and organizer and fellow ham radio instructor that helped us with Instructor Academy. He said he was going to bring a big vehicle, and he did. But every time we would pull up to a ham's house to visit, they thought it was the FBI coming. So I think we got too fancy of a car. But all of us made it up there on Highway 49. The Benicia Amateur Radio Club on that Thursday night had a real get-together. We were at their firehouse, and it's wonderful when hams can go all out, bring us on in, and meet up. And I was really pleased to see their Emergency Operations Center. It's a good one. And I hope to do the same thing this weekend at the Arizona State Ham Fest in Kingman. Because Emergency Communications, that's us, Part 97.1. The fire department in Benicia also moved all their vehicles out so we could get the 50-plus hams in. Man, I'll talk about a served agency working closely with hams. Well, I tell you, it made my day. And, of course, made my day. We had earthquakes to go along with it. We had a swarm of earthquakes. Bob and I were hanging on like mad. There's Bob in the background, and we had a fun time at PacificCon. The folks that came up, the caliber of those that were presenting themselves to us was superb. Bob and I tried to dress the part, and it was great. So PacificCon, you outdid yourselves. It was fun to meet everybody, and it was nonstop from when we got there late Thursday night all the way till Saturday afternoon. And here he is, Randy, out of nowhere popped in. And Randy, we can't wait to see your upcoming videos. And there were all sorts of rock stars, and you name it, at PacificCon. So PacificCon, a couple thousand ham radio operators plus kids. They really had an emphasis on kids. And here the kids are ready to start soldering. They did put on their soldering glasses or protective lenses before they got things all warmed up. That was a preliminary shot. So be assured that they were safe and they were soldering some fun stuff. So PacificCon, you outdid yourself, and Bob and I so much thank you for being as outgoing as you were, getting us in, and I'll see everybody this weekend in Arizona at the Arizona State Ham Fest in Kingman. So Bob, my voice is back. Back to you.
Yeah, you lost your voice at the end of that show, maybe the middle of it. Well, as we said, we found Randy. We're going to go right to his video because they tell the story. So, Randy, nice to have you back, man. I know it's a tough thing in moving the house and all the equipment, but glad to see. He edited this in his hotel room, everybody. I mean, what a trooper.
Oh, wow.
Let's roll her, Brian. What happened at PacificCon?
Hi there, Randy, K7AGE again, and look who I found at PacificCon.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's Randy. We wondered where he went.
That's what we found is Randy.
Yeah, look what we found.
I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. I've been busy moving everybody. That's why there hasn't been videos for a while, but hopefully I'll get situated up in Oregon soon.
Well, it's so good to see you. So good to see you.
Oh, I miss you guys and being part of the show every week.
No, so. we held this spot. It's reverence just for you. We do. Randy, you are a fixture at Ham Nation, so hurry back when you get your new digs in. And look at this show, Bob. What a show.
This is incredible.
First day.
Yeah. First day usually is kind of big. Not here.
No.
Haven't had a spare moment, but that's okay. People with a lot of questions. And you know what's really great? I would say at least 75 or 80% of people have come here. Talk about Ham Nation, and we're very, very excited about that. And we're getting young people, we're getting the older hams, women, everybody. I'm so blessed because thank gosh that Ham Radio has Leo Laporte to keep us on the air and all the sponsors. And thanks to the people that watch the show and support us. It's really
something. The viewers that really count. They're the ones that we do this for. So.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been great. The Mount Diablo Amateur Radio Club really pulled off another winner back at our old location.
Yeah. Yeah, this location's really great. It's one of the better. That's great. Well, thanks for coming by.
Yes, thanks. And now, well, back to the show.
Now you got to figure out where
back
to get
to the show.
Get to, time to edit all this, right?
Yes, before Wednesday night, yeah.
Okay, we'll see you there. So long, everybody.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Give me your call again.
Yeah, November 9, Echo Tango Bravo. Name here is Earl. Echo Alpha Romeo Lima. QTH is Illinois. I've got you 59.5/9 QSO.
Okay, very good, Earl. November 9, Echo Tango Bravo and W1AW Portable 6.
Hello, I'm Randy, K7AGE, down at Pacificon, and I'm here with Rick, N6DQ, at the W1AW Portable 6 Special Event Station. And we have, what, 5 stations, I believe.
Right, 5
and
stations.
What's unique about what we're doing here, what you're doing here, running 5 stations?
Well, we have the W1AW Portable 6 call sign. So we're trying to get as many people on the air, new people and people experienced, as possible with that call sign. And the idea would be is to put as many stations you can on with essentially one antenna, all working at the same time with high power.
Okay. And now, did I hear that correct? 5 stations on one antenna at the same time with high power.
Correct. That's correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. So everybody wonders, how do you do that?
Well, you have a lot of filters, number one. Number two, I like the hex beam antenna.
Okay.
Reasons being that, first of all, it's a full-sized antenna. There are no traps to burn out. It's easy to put together in a portable situation. Mm-hmm. And what I've done is fairly unique. I'm sure that people have done it. But I separate the feed lines for 17 meters, 12 meters, and 6 meters.
Okay.
And run those separately down to the stations here. And I have a single feed line for 20, 15, and 10, which also run down here to a high-power triplexer.
Okay.
The 17, 12-meter, and 6-meter elements of the hex beam go to separate high-power bandpass filters as well.
Okay, so we come down with 10, 15, and 20 on a single coax, go through a triplexer, which turns it into...
Separates into 20, 15, and 10.
For each band, and then through a high-power bandpass filter.
Correct.
Because we're running 500 to 1.5 kilowatts.
Correct.
Through these bandpass filters.
Yep. Yep.
And that means everybody can operate without...
Hearing each other. Yeah. It gets a little bit tricky because 17 is so close to 20 meters, 14 mm-hmm. to 17. And it's a little bit further away on 15, but 15 has a tendency to get into 12 meters.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes we have to actually add additional filters between the transceiver and the linear.
And the amplifier.
To actually steepen the skirts. You know, every time you knock it out, when it doesn't have to go through another amplifier, it doesn't get amplified.
Okay, so who manufactures these filters and where are they from?
They're from Montenegro over in Europe. It's the old Yugoslavia, part of the breakup. And they're made by a company called 403A.
403A. So yeah. Everybody Google that to see what
If you Google 403A, you'll get the filters.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you using for radios?
Some 756 Pro 2s and 3s. Then I have the NRAD roofing filter mod put in them.
Okay.
Which narrows them from 15 kilohertz on the input to 4.5.
Okay.
Otherwise, we couldn't do this. Okay. It would be too wide.
So you have a selection of different radios.
Different radios. Right now, we also have a newer radio, the 7600.
76, okay.
And a 746, an old-timer over here,
for
2 meters.
For 2 meters.
On side bend.
Okay, and the amplifiers are?
Oh, the amplifiers, that now defunct company, Tokyo High Power.
Oh, no, yes.
Yeah, but they weren't defunct when I got them.
Yeah.
But we have 3 550-watt amplifiers, and 1 1.5 kilowatt.
Okay.
So.
And, of course, you have computers for all the logging.
Yeah, old XPs. Yeah.
And you were explaining you run those off of UPS, so in case you have any power problems.
Yeah, we're pretty uncertain here on our power situation here at Pacificon.
Yeah.
So rather than take the chance, and especially the CQP, 1 year we didn't have UPS backup on the computers, and we blew something.
Oh.
And I had to start over again. That was painful. Very painful.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Rick.
Thank you.
Here at Pacificon.
Yeah.
Back to the Ham Nation show for tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.